Asher stood there, his dark brown hair falling messily into his deep cyan eyes, the strands almost obscuring the intense, faraway look in his gaze.
His eyes seemed too knowing for someone so young. They were the kind of eyes that had seen too much, but understood too little. His face, a bit gaunt with the weight of unspoken thoughts, remained impassive as he listened to Taylor speak, though his mind wandered, caught in a fog he couldn't escape. Taylor, in contrast, radiated energy. His tousled brown hair and ever-present grin made it clear he was the type who didn't care about the weather, always wearing a hoodie and shorts, no matter what. His brown eyes sparkled with an easy enthusiasm, a kind of energy that made Asher feel even more disconnected from the world. Taylor's voice was smooth, confident, and never faltering. Asher couldn't recall a time when Taylor had ever stumbled over his words, and that certainty, that ease in every conversation, made Asher feel even more out of place. "Hey man, you okay?" Taylor asked, his tone softer now, almost concerned. "Your sister will be okay, you know. I'm sure it'll all be fine." Asher nodded, though the words felt hollow. "Yeah, I know," he muttered, his voice trailing off. But he didn't know. He didn't know what could happen to his sister or if she'd even make it through the week. The unknown gnawed at him, a constant ache. The thought that she might not live to see her 13th birthday was a darkness that clung to him, making him question everything. But he buried it down. There was no room for that here. "Taylor, get in the car." His mother called from the parking lot, her voice a sharp contrast to the soft concern Taylor had shown. "Coming," Taylor shouted back, his usual cheer returning in an instant. He turned to Asher, his face brightening with that familiar confidence. "See you tomorrow, and remember, your sister will be fine. I'm sure of it." Asher watched as Taylor jogged off toward his mother's car. If only Taylor knew. If only anyone truly understood how close to the edge Asher felt, how the weight of the world seemed to settle on his shoulders more each day. But it was something he kept to himself, hidden behind the smile and the words that never came out wrong. When Asher got home, things felt off. Ace, his younger brother, was bouncing around like it was his birthday. "Ash, Ash, Mommy said we get to go see my sister at the hospital," shouted, his voice high with excitement. Despite being in speech classes, he still mispronounced hospital with the same endearing mistake. Asher barely registered the words at first. "That's nice," he mumbled, the words barely leaving his mouth. It felt like a distant echo. "When are we going?" "Right now." "Go get ready. Come on." Ace tugged at Asher's arm, his energy a jolt of electricity. "All right, I'm going. Tell Mom I'll be down in 5, Asher said, his voice distant, though he gently pried Ace off and went upstairs. The routine of changing out of his school uniform into something simple, a white shirt and black sweatpants, felt like a hollow ritual, like moving through a haze without meaning. At the hospital, Asher stayed close to his mother. He wasn't one for wandering, especially not now. As they entered his sister Rhea's room, a nurse with a warm smile greeted them. "Ah, you must be Rhea's family," she said, her voice light. "She's been doing much better." Asher let out a breath he hadn't realized he was holding, but the relief felt shallow, too little, too late. Maybe Taylor was right. Maybe things were getting better. But it didn't change anything for him. Not for the things he couldn't control. He glanced around the room absently, and his eyes were drawn to the side table beside Rhea's bed. There, a folded piece of paper lay, neatly arranged, as if waiting for him. Normally, he wouldn't have paid it any mind, but something about it felt significant, almost like it was calling to him.